Welcome to the Dental Business Guide podcast. From money to marketing to management, this podcast will help you run a better dental business.
Hello, this is Dr. Smita Mehra speaking. Today we're going to talk about recruitment. It's a very, very important subject and very close to my heart, because I think certainly from the experience I've had over the last 15 years, it's all about the team. And as far as I'm concerned, your team will either make you and they'll break you, or they'll break you. I mean, they are your biggest asset, but also they are your biggest headache. So it really is a case of trying to get the right team in the right place. And when you are opening your own practice, certainly if it's a new practice and a squat, then don't be in too much of a rush to get the right perfect team that's just going to drive you into the sort of the next year with all guns blazing and all bells and whistles. And then you're going to get the perfect manager, the perfect nurse, the perfect dentist, perfect associate, perfect nurse. You know, it would be amazing if you could do that. But from my experience, 100% of the time, the team I have towards the end of the first year of opening any of my practices is generally not the whole team that I started off with. And sometimes it can take quite a few years to just get them right, to just tweak every person. Now, in terms of recruitment, where do you go for recruitment? I get this question quite a lot. And really, my answer is try and keep it simple. Avoid agencies if you can. Avoid agencies. We've been stung by agencies so many times. They're very expensive. You pay an agency fee for recruiting this person whom you don't know how good or bad they're going to be. You have to pay up front for them. And after 1, 2, 3 months, when the probation period is over, if they are rubbish or if they're just not right for your clinic, you've still paid the fee, and you're then left without that member of staff. So ideally, if you can avoid it. These days, I guess Facebook is a great medium to recruit. Obviously, if it's a dentist or an associate dentist, then clearly the BDJ is still my preferred method, because it's a relatively low cost way of getting quite a few people to apply. And then, of course, it's shuttling them down. But at least you've got a big bank of dentists that apply that way. The other idea is you can, if you've got a quite an active website, then you can put a page on recruitment on your website for all the different categories and staffing needs. And then, of course, there is a very old school way of putting a little note in your window. Depends on where your practice is. If it's in a little village, a high street, or in the country, countryside or basically non-urban, then that's a good idea. Even in urban areas, of course, you've got increased footfall, so there's nothing to stop you doing that, because you just want to fire with all cylinders and get the right person. And if it's a nurse or if it's a hygienist, then, you know, you could try word of mouth, of course. You might have associates who work in other practices and they know of nurses who work part time who are fantastic and who are looking for additional work. Saturdays are a classic case. If you need Saturday work, then some of these nurses are free at the weekend. So that's a good way of getting them. Of course, last resort, and it's something that I have used, it's not that I haven't used them, are agencies. The good thing about agencies is if you are recruiting hygienists, probably the best thing to do would be to get them to come and do some trials through some temp work. So you might book them for 3, 4, 5 hours. Usually the minimum is a 4-hour hire for hygienists and nurses. You can even tell the agencies that I'm looking for a hygienist and a nurse, but let's just, you know, send me the best of what you have and then we'll take it from there. And so that's also a very good way of recruiting nurses and hygienists.
Thanks for listening in to the Dental Business Guide podcast. We welcome your feedback, and if you're enjoying it, please let your friends know too. Until the next time on the Dental Business Guide podcast.